We are here in the studio with Diane Jones. You're listening to WTL New Orleans 91.5 FM. Okay. Diane, you ready to get back to telling the story? So where we left off, we're in a cold holding cell that's fit for 10 without any blanket. Well, that's fit for 10 and they're with 19 other people about, roughly. It's cold. Yeah. And they serve bologna sandwiches. So when did you get? You got in sometime at. So you arrested about 12 noon. What time would you say that you got into the holding cell?
About 3 o'clock.
Okay. And when would you say you got this bologna sandwich? How long after 3 o'clock?
Well, the young ladies was asking the guards. They was like, they were hungry. So mm-hmm. The guards was like, I'll get one of the guys to bring y'all some sandwiches. So they decided to, like, about an hour later, they brought us some sandwiches and water.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. About 3 o'clock.
And so it was just like, eat this. You don't. Did anybody request anything different? Did they have any dietary kind of restrictions that didn't allow them to eat that? And they requested something different from the guards. Did you see any of that?
No, but you can't. You can't request anything. There's no request. There's no such thing as a request. You have to eat what they have back there for you.
And just that makes my stomach hurt. Or just
even if you're like a Muslim or something like that, they would probably not eat because they're not going to eat that pork. It's pork.
Oh, okay.
But you can ask them,
so wait,
can you go to the tent?
Uh-huh.
If you want to go get your bed, you can ask them, like, you know, God, I'm hungry. Can you, like, walk me over to the tent? Like, if that's where you're going, y'all all could be like, you're ready to go because you're hungry, and you get over to the tents and eat slop, too.
So they'll move you. If you request to be moved out of the holding cell into a more, I don't know, permanent or semi-permanent temporary location, they'll do that?
Yeah, because
that's a request you can make?
Yeah, like you just came from court and your family might not have the buying money or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So you know you're going to the tents, but you can be like, y'all are ready because you're hungry because I've been in there since Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's Friday. You're giving me a bologna sandwich. It's time to eat. Yeah. You don't get anything else to eat. You get two sandwiches.
So wait, what time did you say you got the sandwich? So you got in at 3 o'clock. When did you get the sandwich?
Oh, I got in at 12. I rode in at 12. I got a sandwich about 4 o'clock. I went to the holding tank at 3.
Okay. And
it was an hour later when they came with the sandwiches.
Okay. And then did you get anything to eat or drink from that time until you went to court in the morning?
No, there's nothing to eat.
So from 4 o'clock, that was the last time you got food in that cell?
Yeah,
that
it's day. Like after you come from court, you go to the dorm and you'll be able to eat food.
Okay, so from 4 o'clock until sometime, was it still in the a.m. the next day when you got food?
Yes.
Okay, it was still at least in the a.m., but I mean, like, that's a long time to go for most folks, the ways in which we're accustomed to eating. From 4 o'clock up until the next morning without food. What was the morale? What was the feeling like inside of the holding cell?
It was horrible. It was horrible for real. I just wouldn't recommend that anybody do any crimes and go there because there's so many little kids in there that's doing crimes. I was in there with a young lady that was, like, really mentally ill. She had then jumped out of a cab, which was no more than about $10 or $15. And you can look at her and see that she was mentally ill. And she was, like, 18 years old. And I was like, this is really, really pathetic. They put all of us together. No matter what's going on with you, you go into the cage. Everybody go into the cage. It doesn't matter what your crime is, you go into the cage.
Mm. Okay, so, excuse me, let's move out of the holding cell. And so you go to court. What is your experience in court like? Or let's, how do they take you into court? Let's do that.
They take us in a van.
How do they get you into the van? How do they get you out of your cell, into the courthouse?
They call all of us. They shackle all of us together. We have to wait for some old girls that's coming from, like, the tents that's going to court too.
Do they just say, all of you, come on, shackle you up, or do they call you out name by name?
They call the names first, okay. And we get in a line.
Okay.
And then all of us come out, and they just shackle all of us together. And we
shackle
go to court.
You where?
Shackle all of our ankles together and our hands.
So you're shackled to your ankle and then...
Yeah, her ankle. I'm one with her. I have one with me and the other
one. People cannot see you. Just describe it. Up will not help them.
Okay, it's like my legs are shackled, but there's a chain on all of us.
Okay, so there's like a linking chain that links all of your shackles together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A linking chain. Yeah, all of us are shackled together. Yes, figure it.
So, I'm all like wondering about the makeups of this chain. So, is it a one long piece, or is it like they can choose how many ankle shackles? I don't know what you'd call those.
It's like.
That they put on them, or do you see what I'm saying? Like, do they do it like, here's a pair of ankle shackles, here's a pair of ankle shackles, or is it just like a long chain so that we can really get a...
Ankle shackles and a long chain. The chain is going through the shackles so we won't get away.
Oh, okay.
Keep all of us from like getting away, yeah.
Okay,
like everybody's shackled together no matter what your crime is.
So you have, So is there like a hole that they pulled the long chain through and then it just, oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. All right. And so then you kind of do your shuffle. You have your hands chained
You have to
they're chained to your feet, right? So you have your hands, your feet shackled. You're shackled in a line and then you have your hands shackled to your feet.
Yeah.
And your hands are shackled together. Okay. So we all get that kind of picture and you're doing the line shuffle. And then they put you in a van like that?
Yeah, they
put
you have to
don't
like,
get up. Like,
get
people
up,
can't hear you.
You have to step down from the van. There's a stool that they put there and you have to like the next girl, you have to like work together with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If she fall, you fall.
So it'd be like dominoes.
Yeah, everybody's about to fall.
Mm. Mm.